The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Liberty. He still believes the American dream, but his last breath.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
We're talking to Colonel Katie Coleman here on the National Defense. And was there any point, Katie? I mean, you had to have those moments in your 159 days at the space station where you just were a little bit overcome with missing your family, though, right?
Well, I wouldn't say overcome. It's pretty human to be. I know, and like, I'm a crier. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know,
maybe, yeah, maybe overcome,
like,
is a strong word, but you know,
it is.
Yeah,
but definitely. Well, or I would say also, like, I mean, there's days when, you know, you hear about something back on Earth, and you know, your first instinct, just like any, you know, any parent or any companion of somebody you care about, you know, where, you know, you just think, I would have done that different.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can't, and how can you, you know,
right.
And we see this, you know, even when you come home, like, you want to, like, you know, get everything back to normal, and they're kind of like, hey, your family's like, we've been being normal for a while here, we're doing fine.
I guess
an interesting thing.
You probably felt okay because you had your flute with you.
You know, that really did help me quite a bit. In fact, I had four with me.
That's so funny. You're such a flautist. And did you really? I know you played in orbit, and you took one from Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
I did.
Oh, that's so cool.
I did give it back too. And for the chieftains from an Irish flute and a tin whistle.
Yeah.
The reason we get to take stuff like that is, you know, they really, you know, ask us what's gonna make you feel, be able to be okay, you know. And
that's
for
cool.
Me, it kind of reminds me of who I am when I play music, and you know, I play in the middle of the space station, and those are the kinds of things that this movie looks at, is, you know, how do we have a sort of buffet table of tools for astronauts to pick from? I mean, you know, for me, the answer is always talking and bouncing things off of other people and speaking with them. But, you know, somebody else, it really just might be, give me my paintbrush, or
right,
give me my coding experiment. Or, I mean, it might be a solitary thing. And so we have to make sure we understand options. And I think there's some pretty wild ones. I don't like all the ones in the movie, actually.
Well, it's called Space, The Longest Goodbye. It's on a PBS app. You can get it on PBS and stream it. And I just saw the trailer, and I just saw a young boy saying, I just realized that my mom was no longer on this planet. I mean,
that's my son.
Oh, that's your son.
That's my song.
Oh, yep. My gosh. Wow. Wow.
I know. And actually, you know, kudos also to Kayla Barron in this movie. She's a U.S. Navy submariner. And she, it's, you know, there's some really interesting scenes in this movie about what her crew went through when they were up in space. And I've heard that after getting everything done and being all safe, their first thought was, I hope we don't have to go home.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
It's a place for people who serve, and I appreciate the service of all others.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, Katie. Well, it's such a pleasure talking to you. I've got a concert to go to. I'm going to go see Bandella. So thank you so much.
Are you really?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yay. Yay. We're figuring out our summer arena, so we better talk.
I was going to say, we want to have you back on just to talk about music sometime.
We'd love to. We'll keep that in mind. Thanks very much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, help is available. Reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Or text HOME to 741-741 to connect with a trained counselor. You don't have to face this alone. Support is just a call or text away. Your life matters, and there are people ready to help you through this. Remember, it's okay to ask for help.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And this is a guy whose name is just fun to say. Anthony Scaramucci is with us. He's got a new book, From Wall Street to the White House and Back, and 25 life lessons that everyone can relate to. Of course, former White House Director of Communications and the host of the podcast, Open Book with Anthony Scaramucci. Anthony, how are you?
Randy, good to be on with you. You know, sometimes expletives are put in front of the name Anthony Scaramucci, so I appreciate you not doing that today, but I've heard worse, you know. And it's good to be on with you.
Our audience is active duty military veterans and their families, and I know you probably got to go shoulder to shoulder with a lot of those heroes during your time at the White House, right?
Yes, sir, but not only there. You know, I was on the board of the business executives for national security for 10 years, and I visited troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, Afghanistan in 2015, Iraq in 2011. And I think some of you may know this, I was fired by General John Kelly when I was
right
at the White House.
That's right.
Over as chief of staff. And so Kelly and I are actually very close personal friends. I never took that personally, my firing. John is a 40-year veteran in the U.S. Marine Corps, four-star general. But I think you may know this, he's also a Gold Star family member. So
yeah.
John and Karen Kelly lost Robert in Afghanistan when unfortunately he stepped on a landmine. And so I will be praying for him this weekend. And I love our armed forces. And my uncle, who I'm named after, was on Normandy Beach, was part of the Army Corps of Engineers. He survived the beach, was wounded in a small town in France. But true to the greatest generation, he didn't want to leave Europe, and he came out of the hospital. He had the ability to get himself discharged, but he came out of the hospital and fought in the Battle of the Bulge and ended up with his army group with Harry Truman at Potsdam. So
My
family goes back with the American military, and you know, I have a lot of enormous respect for the military. And so you're talking to a guy that's been on our assault carriers. I've been on the George Herbert Walker Bush, and I've traveled the world to visit troops.
That is so cool. We're talking to Anthony Scaramucci here in the National Defense. And, you can't be mad at John Kelly. I mean, you had a good 11 days on the job, right?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, it was good. I mean, even though I got fired and, you know, people blame the reason I got fired for what I said about Steve Bannon, but I really got fired for two reasons. I think Kelly needed to put some more order in the White House. Trump, when I got hired, said I was going to directly report to him, so it made it impossible for John to really seize control if he had two people directly reporting to the president. And then the second reason I got fired is that, you know, I was in a lot of disagreements with the president in terms of what was going on inside the White House. And so I got fired. And by the way, I never blamed General Kelly for that or President Trump. I took full responsibility for my firing. But I will say this to you, Randy. When you're getting fired by a four-star general, it's like a scene in Patton. You know, remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you get blasted. I could just tell you that. It's not fun, you know. But having said that, John is a great guy, and I socialize with him to this day.
Now, you didn't get slapped across the face with gloves, did you?
No, I didn't get the slap. No, I didn't have the terrorization in the Army hospital hadn't performed. But he definitely was like, look, you got to go, and here are the reasons why. And I shook his hand and left. And that's, unfortunately, that's the story.
But that's part of the lesson, though. The new book, From Wall Street to the White House and Back, 25 Life Lessons That Everyone Can Relate To. And Anthony Scaramucci is with us here. And you succeeded Sean Spicer, I believe. Is it mandatory that every communications director has to write a book?
No, I wouldn't say it's mandatory. I think this is really not a book about politics. This is a book about stumbling. This is a book about failing upward. You know, this is... I try to write about some of the things that have happened to me in my career that didn't go well. And I think, you know, I've got five children, and I've watched people who have had successful business careers. They write these memoirs that are very glossy, and it looks like their career has gone up and to the right, and there's been no divots, and it's sort of a straight line upward. And I think that just puts too much pressure on your kids. And I wanted to tell a story about, okay, you know, I started in a blue collar neighborhood, went to a few good schools, got to Goldman Sachs, built two successful businesses. I frankly made a mistake in joining the White House. It was a mistake in ego. You know, I wasn't well suited for that job, but my ego was compelling me to go forward into the job. And so I write about that very openly and honestly. And I think there's a cautionary tale there for people. Don't put your ego and your pride into your decision making. When you do that, you sometimes go in the wrong direction, and you end up with a very humbling experience. And so for me, I think it's just a declaration of authenticity and honesty about what does happen and what can happen. And I'll tell your listeners, if you're ever having a bad day, I want you to think of me on July 31st, where I'm blown out the door of Pennsylvania Avenue, skinned alive by the media, and rolled in margarita salt, parodied on Saturday Night Live, and most late-night comedians. And so that's a tough thing. So unless you're having a health issue, that's a pretty tough day. and you can recover from it, you know? And I think that's the big point about the whole thing.
Well, and you also, hey, thank you so much for that, because, we all go through situations in our lives. And to have somebody of your stature and your position at the time to make those honest revelations, that's going to serve people, I think, very well. And you also say in your book, Anthony, you say read everything. What does that mean?
I'm a big believer in this, and we have a lot of inflation now, but I used to say to people, for $10, which is the price of a book, and 10 hours, which is the time it takes for you to read it, you can get 10 years of experience. And so, you know, my parents weren't readers. They were blue-collar people, and they were high school graduates, both born in America, but they were hard workers. You know, my mother was a makeup artist, so we rarely saw her. On Saturdays, she was out there with the bridal parties making people up. My dad was a crane operator, and so, you know, my mom put his lunch pail in the refrigerator 9:30 at night. He got up at 4, was on the job at 4:30, and did that for 42 years.
Wow.
And so there were no books in the house. And so I got lucky where I caught a reading fever very early. And so this is the reason why my podcast is called Open Book. I like interviewing authors, because I think authors have a lot of say and they do a lot of research. And it takes a long time, frankly, to write a book. And so I tell people you can get a lot of external experience by book reading, and you can get a lot of a historical context in the stock market, in the geopolitical realm by reading. Now, nothing measures up, meaning, you know, if I had an academic view of what goes on in the White House, I can tell you it's very different from what actually goes on in the White House. It's like what Mike Tyson says, you know, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Right.
And the White House is a punch face, you know, a face punching exercise. So, but reading is a really important thing for people to do. It can accelerate their ability to communicate. It can help them become better writers. There's a whole host of things that go on, which I recommend people need to read. And I think it also can provide perspective for people in terms of what's going on in their own lives.
Yeah, I totally agree, Anthony, and I can't wait to read your book, From Wall Street to the White House and Back, especially what did happen in the Oval Office. Can you just give us a sense of maybe one day worth of activity there?
Okay, well, I can tell, I mean, this happened on a Wednesday, Randy, and the reason I know that, I was only there for one Wednesday, so I can tell you exactly the day that it happened. I was in the Oval Office with the president, and he was upset with Paul Ryan, and he was telling Paul, you work for me, you know, you, and he was pretty upset with him, and Paul looked over at him and said, you know, I actually don't work for you. I'm in a totally separate article in the Constitution. And I think Paul was trying to make the point that, we're in a republic, but the republic has divided power in the structure. And I think, you know, the president was coming from more of a command and control place at the Trump Organization. And I just remember thinking that there is not a whole lot of power. You know, the founders did a really amazing job of diffusing the power at the top. And if your listeners have interest in this, they should go to an interview that Jack Kennedy had with a few journalists. You could YouTube it. It's Jack Kennedy 1 year in office. President Kennedy said, you know, I ran for the House of Representatives. I thought I would have power. There was no power. I went to the Senate thinking that the Senate had to have the power. I didn't find any power there. So it had to be down Pennsylvania Avenue. So I've had all three jobs, and I'm here to tell you there's just not a lot of power. And it's interesting because that's exactly the way the founders wanted it. And it can be frustrating for a president. It can be frustrating for a speaker of house that you need each other to do these things. But what the founders really wanted was compromise. And so we're in a society now that is very tribal. It's very polarized. But we still have to figure out a way to get it together and get that unity back in the country.
Absolutely. Anthony, listen, man, it's a pleasure to talk to you. From Wall Street to the White House and Back, the new book, 25 Lessons That Everyone Can Relate To. Really appreciate the time, and thank you for your great comments about the troops.
Yeah, really, really appreciate it. I will be saying a prayer, Randy, as I'm sure you are, to our fallen heroes who have made us safe, who have given us this wonderful life here in America that we're all grateful for.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Trump gonna raise taxes? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Donald Trump promises to raise tariffs on Chinese imports. That may cost China more, but tariffs are just taxes on business which are tacked onto the products that you pay for. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, there is a new Tom Clancy book out called Act of Defiance. It is so sensational. I'll give you the backdrop here. When a Russian super weapon is let loose under the waves, first of all, that's a statement. It's up to President Jack Ryan to find a counter move before it's too late. U.S. intelligence discovered the Russian Navy had poured money into a secret project, and they got to find out what it is. Analysts are stumped until the knot is untangled by one particularly bright young woman at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Katie Ryan, the youngest daughter of President Jack Ryan. Okay, so that's just the hook right there, because you get into this thing and you cannot put it down. Of course, it's a Tom Clancy novel written now by Brian Andrews, who's a Navy veteran, Park Leadership Fellow, and former submarine officer with a psychology degree from Vanderbilt and a master's in business from Cornell, and Jeffrey Wilson, who has worked as an actor, firefighter, paramedic, jet pilot, hotshot jet pilot, diving instructor, as well as a vascular and trauma surgeon. And also served in the Navy for 14 years and made multiple deployments as a combat surgeon with an East Coast-based SEAL team. Jeff, is there anything you haven't done?
My mom says I can't keep a job, so I don't know what that means.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on a great book. I'm halfway through this thing, and it is – and full disclosure, okay? Full disclosure, I have never read a Tom Clancy novel. And for somebody who's never read one, and for somebody who didn't serve in the military, man, I am so intrigued and hooked by this book. Great job.
Well, thanks. We're just so flattered to hear you say that. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people out there who have also never read a Clancy book. Or maybe there's some people who've only read The Hunt for Red October, and this is an opportunity to maybe get back into the series. But we know as, you know, military veterans that one of our most important jobs as storytellers is to introduce the community of Americans who've never served into the world that we served in and what it's like to be out there protecting the nation on the pointy tip of the spear.
Yeah, and Jeff, you know, the description of the submarines and every platform, that's the cool thing about you guys writing this novel is the fact that you know exactly what you're talking about because you've been there, right?
Yeah, Brian served on a submarine. While I was on active duty, I was on a submarine once and couldn't wait to swim off of it. Even swimming off in the dark seemed like a better idea than being on it. But I will say, Brian definitely brought his expertise to this book, but we really have to thank the United States Navy. You know, people that are familiar with Clancy know that what he did so well was engage with the military and the Department of Defense and subject matter experts to really get stuff right. And even though Brian has served, he hasn't served in a year or two, right, Brian? And so things have changed. The technology has changed. The submarine platforms have changed. And the warriors aboard those are changing as well. And so the Navy gave us access to subject matter experts. We sat with the XOs and COs of several submarines. We sat with Sublant and all of his team. We had the opportunity to go aboard to Virginia-class submarines. We got to fly out to the brand-new aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. So we really have to thank the Navy for the things that we got right as much as our own backgrounds and expertise. They were phenomenal, supportive, and I hope in exchange we've honored them and written a book that makes them proud of what they do and can share with readers what there is to be proud of in these men and women that are out there on the pointy tip.
Yeah, and that's the first thing that I came away with. Talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here on the National Defense, the new novel, the new Tom Clancy novel, Act of Defiance. Hey, Brian, let's talk about that a little bit, about your service and then, you know, going back and updating all of the situations on submarines, even including AI. I don't know when you guys finished this book, but there's so much that's going on right now that you've included in the novel. And you know, you get down in the weeds in terms of how a submarine operates, some of the logistics, and I mean, the more I read that, the more I agree with Jeffrey. I would never want to set foot on a submarine.
Well, I can't say that I blame you. It is a, you know, cramming 100 people into this, you know, metal tube and
sardine can
going around underwater blind where you can't see. I mean, that a lot of people think that there's windows in submarines. They sort of imagine like these tourist type of things. And that's not what it's like at all. I mean, it's a steel hull all the way around. It's a pressure hull and you can't see where you're going. So you're navigating based on, you know, sort of a complicated version of Dead Reckoning and sonar. And so, it's truly another world down there. And I think that that's what makes it so interesting. And when I think back to, you know, I served on a 688 class fast attack submarine, which is the same type of submarine that the Dallas was in the original movie Hunt for Red October. You have a periscope and a penetrating periscope, and you have a helmsman and a planesman there, and they're controlling everything. And you know, for me to be able to go out on the Virginia class submarine and see that they don't have a penetrating periscope. They're looking at a TV screen now,
yeah,
and they're using an Xbox controller to,
yeah,
you know, to control it.
Literally an Xbox controller.
Yes.
Yeah, so just it's amazing how much more technology. They can dial in on the – they have a co-pilot and a pilot now, and they've sort of reduced four watch stations into two for you know, driving the submarine, and they can dial in on a dial. You know, they can punch in on touch on a flat screen what depth they want to go to, and the submarine can do it all itself. So yes, there's a lot of changes and a lot of technology, Randy.
Well, as a huge fan of the movie Hunt for Red October, I was so happy to see that the one thing still remains the same on a submarine. They still do say dive, right?
Absolutely. You know what? The other cool thing that hasn't changed, and this is why we were so excited to have so much engagement with the Navy. The thing that hasn't changed is the men and women that are serving.
Yeah.
They, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the country, and you know, every generation thinks the next generation is going to be the one that ruins us. I think that's human nature. But we met young men and women in every platform, in aviation, aboard these submarines, out at sea on a Arleigh Burke. And they are the most impressive people. These are sometimes 18, 19-year-old kids. All of them are in their 20s or 30s unless they're in command. And they are dedicated. They're patriotic. They are committed. They're bright. They're capable. And they are out there every day and night, and I just thank God that they are. But that was the thing that I was so glad to see has not changed. Those people, those sailors, incredible, amen, incredible human beings.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
But I mean, congratulations on that aspect too, man. That was great.
We stoked those fatherly nostalgic emotions. I know, but I mean, I think that you hit on something important, and this is something that we try to do in all of our books, is that, you know, the people who are serving, whether you're, you know, serving as President of the United States or you're serving as an enlisted sailor on a submarine, you know, you are serving. And what that means is that there's a component of sacrifice, and you're having to be away from your family. You're having to put your job first, and your family has to come second sometimes. And that puts strain on families.
Right.
And that requires the families to have to make a sacrifice too. And also, I think it's important that we acknowledge that, because you're choosing to, you know, do something for the betterment of the nation instead of the betterment of yourself. And so we want to communicate that in our stories, because it's something we both experience personally, but we're not unique in that respect. It's the same thing for everybody who serves.
Yeah.
The wives and kids are the unsung heroes, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
My wife will never admit it, but she had the harder job. Like, I know I'm okay when I was out there.
Right.
I knew I was okay. She had those periods, those hours, sometimes days of wonder and worry. I would never trade what I did for the worry that she had to have. So we really do try to honor that sacrifice and that service, the family service, in this book, but in all of our books. So I'm so glad you picked up on that, Randy. That's an important part for us.
And you know, Jeff, the other part that you guys have to deal with is that this is a legendary brand. I mean, you know, they hand something like this to you guys and say, you better get it right. And I'm not just talking about the publishers, but I'm talking about the readers and the fans of Tom Clancy. I mean, the reviews have been stellar, obviously, but they could have gone the other way, right?
Yeah, there's a little pressure there. There's a little pressure there, 100%.
Yeah.
And especially being fans ourselves, like some of that pressure is like, what will the readers think? What will, you know, the publisher was amazing. Tom Colgan is incredible. He's like, you guys are great writers. Write your book, honor the universe, don't feel the pressure. But you do feel the pressure, right? And as fans, we have put some of that pressure on ourselves. Like, Hunt for the Red October was an important book in our naval careers. Like, we were reading those books when we were, you know, young and getting ready to go into this field. So, yeah, I'd be a liar if I didn't say we felt that pressure. So excited to see that it's being well received. And we'll see. I hope that people appreciate the work we did.
Hey Brian, is this thing going to be a movie like tomorrow?
Ooh, that's a great question. We don't know. So it's something that we would certainly be interested in pursuing.
Yeah.
And I think that there's some preliminary discussions that have maybe taken place in that respect, but certainly nothing that we can announce.
Well, if I could make a suggestion, and I'm no writer, but it seems to me that we work a lot with, and we're heard on American Forces Radio Network. You know, it seems to me there would be a place in the movie for a disc jockey, you know, on Armed Forces Radio Network. I mean, if you really want to make this thing realistic, you know, you could have the guys on the submarine listen to AFN and maybe a disc jockey. I mean, you know, when you come to that point, just, you know, I'm here.
I love it.
I think we can see you, Randy, on top of the sail with your microphone.
Yes.
Up there, you know, in the wind, sort of like your own Titanic moment. You know, you're like leaning forward, talking.
I'm king of the world.
We're talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here in the National Defense. The book, Tom Clancy novel, Jack Ryan novel, Act of Defiance. And the other thing I get from this is not only the relationship between Jack and Katie, but also the very mandatory protocol that you have to have between a president of the United States and his daughter who's serving in the capacity that that he has her serve. And Brian, talk about that a little bit, because I think you guys nailed it again with this, because that could have been kind of loosey-goosey. But, I mean, every interaction that they have, whether it's personal or private or public, it's set in that. I do my job and you do your job, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that, and we're trying to imagine if you're, you know, a 30-year-old lieutenant in the Navy and your dad's president, you know, how can you stand on your own two feet and get respect without having to always wield my dad's the president stick?
Right.
And we sort of felt like for Katie that would be quite repulsive. You know, she would shy away from this idea that, you know, I'm always going to use the Ryan name to sort of bolster people's opinion of me and get my way. And so, Jeff, I don't remember if we decided that pretty early, didn't we, that we wanted her to lean the other direction.
Yeah, right when we got started settling on this Katie character and she sort of came to life for us, and being her dad's daughter, right, being girl daddies ourselves, we have these relationships with our daughters that helped inform it maybe. But I think that we decided very early on that she wouldn't, you know, be weird about it, but she wouldn't publicize it. We felt like she was a character who would be like, you know, every time it came up, when it got discovered, it would make her uncomfortable. She doesn't want to be the president's daughter. She wants to be Lieutenant Commander Select Katie Ryan, who is rising on her own. And that's clearly what she is. So, yeah, we made that decision pretty early. I think that's what our girls would be like. Right, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing to me, too, about the book is that this could be happening right now. You know, and the thing I told somebody about this book, I said, I hope Putin is not reading this book.
He read Collateral, I feel like. We still feel guilty about that. We wrote one of our Tier 1 books. We wrote about Ukraine, and damn if he didn't do it exactly like we wrote. My wife was mad. She goes, why would you write that? Look what happened.
I'm serious. I mean, what's the warhead that you describe in the book?
The Status 6, yeah, the Poseidon.
With the salted warhead. And I mean, that kind of thinking, where did that come from?
Well, the Russians they invent these terrible weapons. I mean, if you look back at the history of their weapons program, they really have a knack for coming up with the most horrible ways to destroy things. And
right.
So, you know, you have the Tsar bomb, which is the largest nuclear weapon ever invented. They have a terrible biological and chemical weapons programs. I mean, you hear about all the poisonings that they do and stuff. So, I mean, I guess they take great pride in finding horrible ways to kill people. And so this is just another example of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what was fun about this was the other part of the Russian mindset that we noticed as we did this research was that mix between horrible technology, which is a very real thing in that culture, and propaganda. Mm. And so we tried to flesh that out a little bit in this book too, from the political standpoint. It's like, well, okay, we know about this Status 6, but what we know about it, is it real or is it just them blustering again? Is it all crap? And how serious is this threat? Because they definitely do both, 100%. But we did research on this, and this is based on, you know, at least some theoretical weapons that do exist.
Well,
in real life, to Jeff's point, Putin released a propaganda video that showed this torpedo, nuclear torpedo, causing a nuclear tidal wave that in a basically a power animated PowerPoint wipes out Florida, right? So you put that out there and it's like everybody's like, oh my God, I got a nuclear tidal wave.
Right.
Well, can it actually generate a nuclear tidal wave? No. But could it do what we said in the book, which would be, you know, contaminate the port of Norfolk and make it unusable for 100 years? Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it could do that.
Wow.
So
yeah,
scary stuff.
Well, when I saw, you know, in the book you talk about New York City, and I'm fine with that. You know, we're based in Kansas City, but then when I read about the, you know, you get to the point about the dissension that's going on in Russia, I was like, oh, that's great. That's great. They're not getting along with each other. And boy, if we could get to that point, that would be great. But I mean, you guys did such a great job in covering everything, in terms of, the Navy, logistics. I love how the characters interact with each other in terms of how to move forward. It's just a great book, guys. What a great job.
Well, thank you so much, man. That means a lot coming from you. For real.
Well, and this, you know, our audience is just going to obviously eat this up. And it's so funny when I talk to people about Tom Clancy novels, you get, I always get one of two answers. They've seen, Red October. They've never read a Tom Clancy novel, or they've read every Tom Clancy novel. And is that kind of what you guys find?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely it. Well, hopefully this will bring some new readers into the Clancy universe. We'll see.
I'm raising my hand right here. So, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the time and thanks for the great book. It's Act of Defiance, another great Jack Ryan novel. Thanks for being on the National Defense.
Randy, we love
thanks
talking
so much
to you, man. Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.